Record it to tone. So when we have our own, you know, Puzzle Warriors 3 con, all of the, you know, all of our peeps will come in to meet us at the con.
There you go.
Yes.
And we can charge them like $5 for autographs.
Where am I? Ray?
Ah.
Can you activate Better Craig?
Oh, that's a good, thing.
Now recording.
Good call.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, boop.
What was I just going on about before this happened?
Fiber.
Fiber, yeah, it's awesome. Well, I don't know if it's awesome, but it's nice, and it's a lot cheaper than Comcast.
And probably higher speeds.
I mean, alleged similar speeds, but it's fiber, so they're parallel speeds, which is nice.
Yeah, you get up and down. Yeah,
I get a gig up and a gig down for $50 a month. I don't
that's
that.
Way better than Comcast.
I like the savings. I'm a savings kind of guy.
Leave off the last S, Ian, for savings.
Totally. Now, everybody except for Craig, especially Samurai, let me tell you a story about how over the weekend I expanded my family by 2 members and I have 2 brand new Tonkinese kittens that live in
my
house.
I've heard of this sadness.
Everybody but Craig. I will start the story over and make that clearer. Everybody but Craig. I know how you feel about cats, and I know how you indirectly feel about my cats. I don't need to hear about it right this moment. I've heard about it for 25 years. So anyway, back when I was happy, I have 2 new kittens. They're amazing. They fortify me against all the bad things in the world. And they're Tonkinese, so they're hyperallergenic, and they don't bother me one bit.
Woohoo!
It's Hypo. A real treat.
I mean, really, that's the best part.
Yeah, I pitched a lot of pun names to my family, and they do not like puns the way that Samurai and I like puns. So I did sneak in a pun for one of them. So one of them is named Oscar. And I will get those pictures as quickly as I can, and that's going to take a long time because I don't know how the internet works, but I will work on it for sure. Actually, I'll just text them to you. I know how a phone works. So I will shoot the picture of each of them to you when I get some free time. But yeah, the one's name is Oscar and the other one's name is Percy. But I just tell everybody that his name is spelled P-U-R-R-C-Y. So that's a little bit of a pun. But no one was happy with Donkey Doug and Pillboy.
That should have been the winner of landslide.
That was my very first pitch. No one was on board with Luke Skywhiskers and Emperor Palpatine. No one liked Winston Churchill. No one liked Fidel Castro.
I can't believe Kelly wasn't on board with Donkey Doug and Pillboy.
She said absolutely not to Donkey Doug and Pillboy, and then brought it up to Ray and Karen as though they were going to chastise me for it, and they laughed a lot. They were like, that's the best name ever.
That is the best names ever.
I am going to call the one Percival all the time, though.
That's fair. I'm totally on board for that.
I mean, how often are you going to get 2 things at the same time where you can use those names as the combo?
Exactly.
Man. Pour one out for Donkey Doug.
Seriously, I was just sitting in the backyard in Pillboy's broken hot tub thinking of names for cats. You can solve everything with a Molotov cocktail. Blake Bortles!
This is Jake Jordles.
Jake Jordles. What do you mean Blake Bortles got cut? I'm sorry, Jason, he did. Who's their quarterback now? Nick Foles. Dope! That guy's won a Super Bowl! Oh, he's hurt. Oh, man.
All A Good Place references if nobody gets that.
Yeah. Oh, Jake
Jordles.
Or if
Jordles. Anybody doesn't get that.
Right. All right. Let me try to remember what I'm doing on this show again.
I don't know.
I got 2 things. I got a new character. Do I do anything else? Oh, I talk about board games. All right.
Everybody's talking about his new cats. He's got some new cats. He's got some new cats, yo.
Oh, Nefertiti is a good name, too. That's better than Cleocatra. All right. I think I'm ready. It's been a while, but I think I remember how this show works.
Sure.
All right, then. True Believers, welcome to the 445th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Welcome to December. Yay. Snowmageddon outside. Oh, everyone at work is panicked. Panicked, I say.
There's a light dusting outside of my window at the moment.
Well, we have a lot of people who commute to work because no one can live in State College because it's too expensive.
That's a true story.
So in the farther north parts of the county and such, they were getting, you know, 3 to 6 inches of snow.
Yeah.
So a few people left a little bit early to get home. I got a text from my boss. It took him like 2 hours to get home when he left at 5.
Oh, not snow, much snow related, but wacky side story, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got my fiber today, and I didn't realize, I don't know. I'm like the most backwards IT worker I've ever met, and it makes me sad. But, I didn't know how the process worked. I was like, oh, you literally have to pull fiber from the hole in the ground over at the corner of my block to my house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't have anybody to rebury it, so I just have exposed fiber cable running from the ground to my house.
What? They didn't fill in the ditch?
No. So, all right. So they've been building out their network. They mm-hmm. built a big ditch, and it's got all the fiber in it.
Sure.
They pulled the one fiber out of the ditch and stretched it over to my house. They said sometime in the next 1 to 3 weeks, someone will show up and rebury the fiber for me. Just not right now.
Okay.
I said, listen, I don't need to mow again until next May. So I was like, can you somehow thread it under the sidewalk so people don't trip and I don't get fined by the township? And they were like, yeah, sure. And they did.
Some hooligan in your neighborhood's going to be walking around with a pair of scissors just having a field day.
I'm sure. I'm sure that me being mean to all the neighborhood children is finally going to come back to haunt me.
Anyway, so that's Ian. We got Ray here, too.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Hello.
This is the week of December 4th to the 11th. Let's see. In the 7-day 4-star crash of the Titans. Last week, which we were not here for, but it was Doc Ock versus the Lizard and Juggernaut. Did you Doc Ock?
No. Nope. I feel like I have him undercovered, so I just ignored it.
He is a 3-2-3, I think, is where you have him.
Yep, I didn't throw ISO into them. I just looked, and I thought they looked like hard challenges.
Strangely enough, I had a harder time with Lizard than Juggernaut. I thought Juggernaut was going to be a little bit of a problem, but he was nothing. Lizard, I had to do twice.
I don't remember it anyway.
Okay.
This week, you have, what is that, Nomura versus Shuri.
Yeah, even worse. I feel like my build-out for Nomura is nominal at best. Did you guys get an infographic? What is it at?
Ray and I have the same build. You have a 3-1-1.
Yeah, that's not going to get it done.
We also have a 3 in red.
Yeah. Ray and I both got the 3-5-5.
Changed a lot of men. Some. Know that we've always been down. Now? Yes, thanks, Craig. I like a half-hearted chuckle. I appreciate that, dude. It's not every day I get to sing a 311 reference on my show.
That might be the only song of theirs I know, dude.
You only need to know the one.
Okay.
They probably had like 3.5 hits. But, if I were to go back and say, Craig, have you ever seen 311 in concert? I would hope you would say no.
Yeah, that would be correct.
I'd be like, who is this guy and where's my friend Craig? I mean, they're fine. I went to go see them when they came to State College. They were lovely, but they're just not for you.
No. Next week, it appears to be TV She-Hulk versus a random guest of some kind.
Probably not random, but we don't know.
Sometimes the matchups don't make any sense, so I don't know.
Well, you know.
Hey, we all have different builds of She-Hulk, so that's nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And I guarantee you
a character that I don't have as well?
No,
you have a 5-4-4.
I guarantee you that your build is completely by chance because you don't have a champ. She's level 70, but fully covered.
Oh, great. I'll boost her up and give it a try.
Yeah, you'll be able to win that. Good times. Let's see. In Story World, Web Wonder, I think, has a day left on it. They'll get you Carol, Luna Snow, Phoenix Colossus, placement is Mantis, and some Mephisto. If you have not finished your Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. for Luna, get that done. Because tomorrow, it's a Thursday, and it's a boss event.
Ooh.
So Golden Oldie, I think is what they're calling it, right? Is the boss event for tomorrow.
Yep.
And there will be a puzzle gauntlet just for Ian. Let's see. In PvP world, it is still the Morris Day season. Right now, Perfect Storm is running, which will get you Mohawk and the 2099th. Spider-Man. Let's go to the news.
News.
There is a rework of Spider-Ham.
Oh.
Not sure why.
Spider-Ham need reworked. He's a novelty character.
Yep. All right. So let's look and see what they did to Spider-Ham. Not that I have any idea what Spider-Ham did.
Right.
Originally, so... oh boy, that's because he's got too many powers and he's hard to read.
Welcome to my world, sucker.
Alright, the first one is the end of the Spider-Verse, which is the one that summons everybody else from the cartoons and things happens.
Yeah.
So it now makes 4 3-turn countdown tiles with the following effects. Miles shows up and makes 2 web tiles. Agent Venom stuns the target for 1 turn. Spider-Man heals allies for a burst of health. Spider-Gwen does some damage. As you go up in level, increase all of said things where you are making 5 web tiles, stunning for 3 turns, healing for 3,700, and dealing 9,000 damage. 3-turn stun is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It also has an ascended flavor of that said power. Increase all those numbers. Well, I guess really just the damage numbers. It looks like the rest is mostly the same. Let's see. Purple, a talking pig. Stun up to 3 random enemy minions for 1 turn. And remove up to 1 enemy countdown, a strike, attack, or protect tiles, removing countdown tiles. At level 2, you're stunning for 2 turns. And then at level 4, you're removing 3 tiles. And at level 5, you're removing 4 tiles. So it's stun up to 3 random. Does that mean that if it's always all 3, if there is 3?
Yeah, the way I read it, yeah, if they're just minions.
Huh, yeah, that's wacky. Let's see, the extended version is worded somewhat differently. To stun all enemy minions for up to 2 turns. Wasn't that the same as stunning 3 randomly? I don't know. What's the Lex power? When pigs fly, blue. Cost is now down to 10 instead of 12, so I suppose that's good. Create a 3-turn fortified blue countdown tile, which deals some damage to a random enemy. This is interesting. If it targets a minion, repeat this until all enemies have been hit. When this is on the board, Spider-Ham is airborne, but this tile continues to tick down even as Spider-Ham becomes stunned. Passive, this ability costs 1 fewer AP for each member of the Sinister Six on the enemy team. So it does things to minions, but gets cheaper if the enemy is not minions. That seems weird, right?
A little bit. I don't know, man. I will never use this character.
Wouldn't it be nicer if it cost 1 less for each like minion on the enemy team? So you could, you know, really mop up minions with it, like throw it with Doctor Strange and just mow minions down?
Mow minions.
Mow minions. Mow
money. anyway, and then there's the 5-star ascended version. So when you get him up to there, he can deal 103,000 damage to a random enemy. So I'm sure that you guys will be in the race to max out your level 5-star 550 Spider-Ham to do that 103,000 points of damage.
I mean, that does sound like a lot.
Yeah. But there you go, the thing you didn't know you needed, a reworked Peter Porker.
Nice.
Dad, he's going to Porker.
Oh, Russ.
And then if I am reading the chart correctly, the next main character or next new character is going to be a 2-star coming out on the 19th, Ian.
Sweet.
But I could not find a clue for it. So I don't know if I just missed the clue somewhere, but I could not find said clue. So if somebody in the Discord has seen the clue, please share. The boss event, as we said, is the Golden Gauntlet. That's going to run the 5th through the 8th. Let's see. And then there's a heroic version, which will get you some Monica Rochambeau. The top 25 alliances will get Chewie, Hope Summers, and the Carol Corps. What is this? The normal event will get you Honey Badger, Moondragon, and Mephisto. And there's a whole slew of required characters. Way too many to mention. So, there you go. Boss event tomorrow. Enjoy.
Thank you. I will.
I don't know. That's it. That's the news I got. How was your Thanksgiving?
You know what? Surprisingly painless.
Ooh, that's nice.
We hosted. Everything came together and tasted good. The meal was served, like, people were so brief. It was wonderful. The meal was served at 1 o'clock. The last person left by 3:15.
No, nice.
Yeah, it was a jackpot. I was right back at it. I mean, I just recorded the dog show, watched it quickly, and dove right back into football. Yeah, that's it. The Macy's parade was... I hate parades, so I respond differently, but, you know, I watched it anyway.
I also need a lot less Hoda Kotb in my life.
Yeah, what's she still doing there? I thought she retired.
I shouldn't retire until, like, February.
Okay, so this was her last...
Yeah, it should be last parade for Hoda. Yeah. And it'll be to maybe Samurai Fried a Turkey.
Yep, looks like Samurai made a house exploder.
Yep, we fried a turkey Saturday.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Okay. They had two turkeys, so there was, you know, one baked turkey and one fried turkey.
Okay.
And we had ham. Like, we had, you know, proteins all over the place.
Nice.
And then we watched Ohio State lose, and it was fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Ray, was your Thanksgiving just as exciting as Ian's?
I don't know about exciting, but yeah, it was fine. Everything turned out in the end. But Thanksgiving was good. The meal was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we awesome. Were at in you know, the upstate New York, my phone started screaming at me at night, and it sounded like one of the, like an Amber Alert. And I was like, oh no, let me look at this. Yeah, it was a joint message from like NYDOT and PennDOT saying, for the love of God, don't go on the highway. Do not approach the Pennsylvania-New York border. We're telling you now, don't do it. All commercial vehicles are shut off. Erie is hidden under 9 feet of snow. It's gone from the earth. Just give it up. And I was like, well, okay. I guess I won't go towards Erie.
Good plan.
I will go further east on my way home. Gotcha.
You know, Karen follows weather events, so I yeah, definitely knew that was going on.
Yeah, she is a weather nerd. All right, let's move on. This week, then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the samurai always chops twice.
Yeah. All right, let me see what I got pulled up here. I forgot I was on the show. I was definitely listening to the news and not playing Wordscapes. The Silver Samurai, the 4-star version. Just kidding, that's the only version there is. Tachyon Blade, 7 red AP. Deals 222 damage to the target and destroys a selected column, plus 56 damage for each enemy special tile destroyed. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Passive, Silver Samurai ignores damage reduction from protect tiles. As this scales up, he is doing 5,646 damage and 1,189 damage per enemy strike tile destroyed. Warrior for hire. 4. Count them, 4 bargain yellow AP. Let's see what he does. He moves to the front, converting a random tile prioritizing enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles into a 2-turn countdown tile targeting a selected ally. While on the board, this increases the Silver Samurai's chance to block damage by 10%, and anytime the protected ally would take damage, Silver Samurai jumps to the front, taking the damage instead. Passive, Teleportation Rings passive is now unlocked. All right, I guess we'll get to that in the future. Let's see what this does as it scales up. It creates a 5-turn countdown tile and increases block chance by 35%. Now the Teleportation Ring, 7 black AP. Let's see. The next time Silver Samurai would evade or block damage, his counterattack deals 20% increased damage and steals 1 red AP. What counterattack? What? I just read this. Why don't I understand things as I'm reading them? Silver Samurai has a 15... This is passive. And this is what's activated, apparently, when you turn him into a warrior for hire. Silver Samurai has a 15% chance to block his enemy's strikes, taking only 45% of the damage whenever Silver Samurai evades or blocks damage. He counterattacks, dealing 93 damage to the target. Thanks for explaining. All I had to do was keep reading. This scales up to active counterattack deals 100% increased damage. Counterattack deals 419 damage, 30% chance to block, taking 30% of the damage. Ugh, that is a lot of words and percentages.
Yeah.
But that's like a different mechanic, which I love, but I don't think anybody has ever used Silver Samurai. I feel like he should be, because I'm so confused, I feel like he's good, but I don't know. I don't think anybody's going to refute the claim that he's not awesome, but he looks awesome. Counterattack sounds cool. Blocking damage sounds cool and confusing. I don't know. How do I build this guy?
The internet is quite clear on this.
Okay.
I've never intentionally used him because, well, he's 4-star and he just wouldn't survive long. But yeah. I, like you, I really enjoy his counterattack. I think his abilities are kind of cool.
They are. They're a little complex for my simple mind, but they sound diverse and interesting. I mean, I'm gonna whiff, but I gotta say 5-3-5.
Close.
Oh,
that is what Ray has.
That is what I have.
That's a good guess. I feel like the scale. the scaling up doesn't do much for the four, but what is the correct answer?
According to the internet, the correct answer is 544. You gotta love that kind of build.
Ooh, juicy. I'm on board for that.
Hey, I have the second most popular build at 445.
Ooh, I do love a good 4-4 build.
Not completely by accident at all. No.
So yeah, I mean, not a lot of opportunities to dive into him, but if I ever get him fully covered, do I have him fully covered? I don't have him fully covered. Do
you
I?
Got a 5-2-1, it appears.
Oh, whoa. I'll have to favorite him, get him rounded out, and give him a try. I don't think I'll be thrilled, but I'll be excited to try him because, you know, cool mechanics, decent character, cool art.
All true.
So, yeah, that's what Sunny and Sand are. It's Silver Samurai.
Hey, to rewind a minute, because I forgot.
What
there
up?
Was a poll. Did you guys go vote for Pacepot Pete?
A what?
There was a new character poll.
Oh,
and the correct option was to vote for Pacepot Pete.
So, follow-up fun story. At some point, the surveys that I used to fill out, now I have to sign up or sign in to do these surveys. I've never done one since, and I never will.
All right, that's fair.
When I used to just be able to vote on stuff that I was interested in seeing, I participated every single time, and we talked about it on the show, and I was excited. If you want to make me sign up or make an account to do something, you could go pound sand. It's never going to happen.
I definitely voted for Pacepot Pete. I also, you got three votes, right?
Yes, you got three votes.
There was a character that I recognized, and I don't remember who it was, but they got my vote, and then I voted for one, to irritate Craig, and two, because it's Japanese, I voted for Spider-Man.
Yeah, I did not vote for that.
Well, I know you did, because it's another Spider-Man, but...
I did vote for Typhoid Mary.
Yeah.
And, boy, I don't remember who my third option was.
Yeah, I don't remember my third one either.
Yeah, so who were the options? Was it a huge list of options, or...?
There was maybe 15?
Oh, that's too many to remember. Oh, Blue Wolf says Hobgoblin's in there. I would have voted for Hobgoblin. I would not have voted for Pastepot Pete.
I don't know if this image is going to be big enough. Can you blow that up? Oh, you can. There you go.
I can. I can absolutely. Let me take a quick. Oh, there's. Yeah, I'm with Ray. There's people I don't recognize. Oh no,
Toad. Clearly, I voted for Toad. It was Pastepot Pete, Toad, and then, yeah, Typhoid Mary.
There are several people I don't recognize, which I really like.
Oh, obviously, I voted for Razorface.
Oh, my goodness. Who are all these crazy
Taserface!
Yeah, I don't recognize so many of these. What is the fascination with Pastepot Pete? Because if it's what I think it is, I'm not interested. This game has enough joke characters. I don't need more funny character, wacky wacky. No, stop it. I'm not eight.
He makes glue and thinks it dissolves glue.
Oh,
it's better than another Spider-Man.
He's not even on this list.
Samurai
like,
says,
it's another human torch.
For Ian, that's a sticking point.
Oh, snap.
That's a great pun. Man. Yeah, there's several people on here that I do not recognize. I don't know who Exodus is. I don't know. I mean, I know who War is, but I've never, you know, known him as a Marvel character.
Yeah, Razorfist was one of the enemies in Kung Fu versus Shang-Chi. And I don't know. I enjoyed that comic, so I voted for Razorfist.
Yeah.
Taserface.
Oh, is he on here? Oh, Razorfist, sure. What's the difference between Bullseye Killer and Lady Bullseye?
One's, I don't know. I was just going to say, one's a woman. I don't know.
Captain Avalon, I want to know. Wait, is that Captain Britain?
It is Captain Britain. It is Brian Braddock, yeah.
That's wild. I'm totally on board for Captain Britain. And I like the chameleon. He scares me. Yeah, that's some cool. I don't care who it is. All these people look very viable.
Except for Spider-Man, because that's just dumb.
Yeah, but I support Ray's love for feudal Japanese culture.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, it reminded me of in Diablo 2, the Breezido canon.
That's true. Everyone does love the Breezido.
Which is the Blizzard canon?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was totally counting on you for my last segment. Did you notice that I glazed over Silver Samurai's name because I'm not going to try to say it on the show?
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one.
I was totally hoping Ray would bail me out.
Didn't pick up on that, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm just going to let it slide forever.
So why won't you slide? Let's move forward then.
Okay.
Oh, I was like, where are we in the show? Are we still in the grousing about random nonsense?
Let me tell you.
Oh, okay. I'll wait till the end of the show and I'll complain more.
Okay, well, I was going to talk to Willie about his mailbag.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool thing.
So sure. We got comments.
That doesn't sound positive.
I was gonna say, did we do a show to get comments on?
So no. Two weeks ago.
Right.
And the show was called "What Is This Rivals Thing?" or something like that, because Ian twice asked about the Rivals game, and the first response was apparently just answering that question. I don't know if this is Lil Grenadier or Lee Grenadier. I don't know, but in any case, came and said that Rivals picture Overwatch, except with Marvel characters, each with their own skills and powers, in a first-person shooter world. Is coming out early December. So, if
did they expressly say that during the show?
Yes, twice, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
So three times now.
Gotcha.
He clearly saw the name of the episode and answered that question
before listening.
Right. Which, you know, that's fine. And then I Have No Clue also posted, and I have to think that trolling, but maybe not. I don't know. He's in all caps. Yes, so excited to see you guys are posting again. Please do not stop. I didn't know we ever stopped or paused, so I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a troll of please stop posting, Ray.
Yeah, I think it is. But I'm just going to mention it and whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Mean, that
if,
was
if
it.
If sarcasm makes you go, that's cool. If we're way wrong, that's cool, too. You could just send us a letter that says, I hate your show. Please stop.
It'll have the same
effect. I'll write you back and say, that makes two of us, buddy.
Hey, that's what we can do in the car, Ian. We'll think of the next segment for the show.
Oh, good.
We'll fail.
I'm running out of pop-pop ideas.
We won't do it, but, you know, we can throw that out in the universe. All right. Is that it, Willie?
Yep, that's all Willie's got. Thanks.
Thanks, Willie. Then let's run into the board game bracket brought to you by Insert Your Name Here, Afi. Ray, who won last week?
Oh, I don't know. I had it pulled up. Who was last week? Wasn't last week Battleship versus Clue?
Correct.
Okay.
Ooh.
This was, I thought this was a close battle.
Yeah, I would have thought
it
so.
It should be.
But what is this? We've got like 5-4? No, 5-3. Ooh. 5-3.
Oh, okay. That's not that
I had
close.
To do math real quick. It's not actually 5-3. There are more than 8 votes. But in any case, Clue pulled out.
Sure.
Whoa,
I for the win. Think it's due to the movie.
That helped.
Yeah. It is definitely a vastly superior movie to the Battleship.
Yeah.
Movie.
Yeah. Yeah, because game-wise, they're close. But I still think Clue's a little better, to be honest.
Yeah, I do enjoy a good game.
It's a little more diverse. The detecting is challenging, and man, if you play Clue by the rules instead of house rules, it's even harder. Like that, you know, asking in order and only asking. Yeah, it's man, how wrong I played when I was a child. It was just sloppy.
Yeah,
now
we just asked whoever you wanted.
Yeah,
having to always ask the person to your left, then you get kind of the trap because once you find that they have something. You can't ask that thing again because they're just going to keep showing you the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah,
so.
It's something.
Yeah.
Good for Clue. Moving on.
All right. This week, however,
yes.
I think we have Ian representing Trivial Pursuit and Ray repping Monopoly. Go to it.
Oh, my goodness. So I feel, as always, you've got to know what this is at this point. There are, so for the base game, there are probably a dozen at least, if not much higher than that, you know, offshoots. I mean, I was thinking, you know, originally there was, you know, the Genesis Edition and the Baby Boomer. But I mean, Trivial Pursuit is, I'm so enthusiastic about it. I feel like I'm having trouble representing it because I'm so incredibly biased.
Yeah.
And there's got to be more than a dozen different offshoots. I mean, there's topic specific Trivial Pursuit for dozens and dozens of topics. Right. Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Star Trek, Family Guy, any sort of niche that you want to dive into, there's a Trivial Pursuit for that. But, you know, I mean, as far as broad general categories, there's Junior Edition, there's Baby Boomer Edition, there's an All Sports Edition, there's some, oh my goodness, there's every
that,
kind.
That Baby Boomer one was always the hardest one for me.
It was way too hard. It was not appropriate for me. And I mean, I've gotten better over the years, but yeah, what a fantastic game. It was definitely my favorite family party game growing up. I liked it more and more as I got better and better at it, but I definitely played any sort of, you know, younger edition that I could. I think it was called like Trivial Adventure. But man, I can't say enough good things about Trivial Pursuit. I would like to see it go as far as possible.
Okay. Meanwhile.
And it features pie.
It does feature pie.
Yeah, it does. It does feature pie.
Meanwhile, I am going to be representing Monopoly, your favorite multiplayer economics-themed board game. Yeah, I mean, everybody knows Monopoly, right? There's no real need to get a description. There's different tactics you can take, but generally you build up property and you try to make a monopoly. And I don't know why this is encouraged, but it is.
Go ahead. So many things about this game. I'm with you, though. Like, this, like Trivial Pursuit, any niche you can dream of, there's a Monopoly version.
True.
Yep.
There are wherever it is you are right now, your local area has a Monopoly themed after it.
It's true.
I have a copy of Williamsportopoly. There's a State Collegeopoly.
I have that.
There's literally every kind of. I was so derailing plus tie in simultaneously. My advent calendar this year is a Funko Pop Classic Toys.
Ooh.
So yesterday for day three, Uncle Pennybags was my Funko Pop.
Nice.
Yeah. Today was. Today I'll get into later, but yes, the day before that was a Light Bright, and day number one was a Barrel of Monkeys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are these mini Funko Pops, or what are these?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, they are miniature Funko Pops.
I like it.
But, yeah, I love it. I've been really, every year I get a different flavor. Like, I did Marvel 1 year, Star Wars 1 year, Nightmare Before Christmas 1 year, and this year I got something different. But, yeah, Monopoly, Ray, I'm with you. I hate the theme. Who wins? Well, the person who drives the other three people into bankruptcy. Oh, awesome. Good theme.
Right. I mean, it's also, the one thing I don't like is somebody can be knocked out and then they're just no longer part of the party. Like, they just have to sit there and watch everybody else continue to play.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm with you because I also have empathy for other humans. But if you don't do that, the game never ends and it's the worst game of all time. You have to play that. That's another one where the house rules kill that game.
Yep.
It does drag it out
for all eternity.
Yeah, you have to be uncomfortably ruthless and just grind the game down. Yeah. Now, there are some variations of the game that I have found more pleasing because it, you know, comes to a natural conclusion, specifically the Lord of the Rings one.
Yeah, when the ring makes it around all the way to Mordor, game's over.
Yeah. Yep. I also have a Mario Kart version of that game that when you get to the final race, the game concludes when you get to Rainbow Road. But boo for capitalism. Boo for crushing people financially. Boo for thinking you're better than someone because you have more money in your wallet. Hooray for the crazy, crazy amount of themes that Monopoly has.
Right. So there you go. The vote is already up in the Discord channel. You can go to the Puzzle Warriors Discord and search for the word vote and look for Samurai's post and just react to the post and we will tally up the votes for next week.
Oh, so quick question about both of those games. As far as the most popular of the house rules, for you two, when someone lands on free parking, what happens?
Well, you collect the money that has been put into the middle that's not supposed to be there.
All right, good. Yeah. That's the right answer.
Yeah, the money. What? We started with, it was like $100, I think we threw in there.
I started with 50, but I'm with you. Okay. And then anything like any of the
fines or penalties, go into the middle.
Yep. Right.
And things like that, yeah. Good. That is the right answer. I do abide by that house rule. Having nothing happen is the saddest thing in the whole game.
Right.
I'm already just visiting people in prison. I don't want to take another break one column later.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have all your pies and you make it back to the center, what happens in Trivial Pursuit?
When we play, you win.
Okay.
You did not have to answer more questions.
I've done it multiple ways, but I like the you get a card and you have to answer all the questions on that card to win.
Oh, Ray, you've won me back.
Yeah, that's like the deluxe edition.
Yeah, the way that I play is...
Your opponent picks one.
Your opponent, dealer's choice.
Yeah, and it's always brown.
Arts and literature is hard. Reading is for suckers. They're going to make a movie out of it eventually, and then you can just pick pink. Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, so there you have it. Voting is open. Enjoy some Trivial Pursuit/Monopoly.
The rules are the opponent picks one question, right?
I don't know. I think you just win. I haven't read the rules. I've just gone with my house rules. I'll investigate someday.
I think your way is the actual rules way. They pick one question. We're just ready for the next game. So if you get all the answers, then, you fill up your pie, you win.
Nice. Right. I just feel like, when you make it to the center, you win. Because you know, you have to keep, you can only make it there on an exact count, so you're inevitably missing the center a few mm-hmm. times and having to answer all those bonus questions.
Right. Sluggo says that he thought the official rules were when you got your sixth pie wedge, you win.
Oh, it's very possible.
It could be. It could be.
It depends on how much fun you're having, you know.
Yeah.
If people aren't enjoying it, then the moment you get the wedge, game over.
Yeah. And again, see, this is the value of adaptability.
Right. We talked about
it. Craig was not there. Ray and I were discussing this last night. So if you come to a new edition, say, of Dungeons & Dragons, and you don't like the new rules, just keep playing 5th edition. Don't tweet out that you're going to buy Hasbro and burn it to the ground. Just don't use that rule. The rule police aren't going to come and get you.
But the rhythm is going to get you.
All right,
the rhythm is going to get you.
This?
Tonight!
Once you've collected the scoring wedge in each color, make your way to the hexagonal hub and try to answer the game-winning question. You must land on the hub by exact count. If you overshoot, blah, 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 blah. If you pick the spoke you want to move down and answer the question in that in the category you land on, then on your next move, try again to hit the hub by exact count. When you do hit the hub, other players select the category of the game-winning question from the next card in the appropriate box, answer the question, and you win.
Right, so they always pick nice. Breath.
Yeah. If you, yeah, that was good. So that was the official. Good job,
if
guys.
If you answer incorrectly, you must wait for your next turn, leave the hub, and answer a mm-hmm. question, then re-enter the hub again by
back.
Exact count.
Yeah. Yeah. That was always the thing, is you'd be like, and you'd, like, other people are, you know, catching up while you just, you yep. know, just cannot get back to the middle.
Just want to can't go home. Get left. I cannot get left.
I just can't do it.
Big Pet Parliament.
Oh.
The best of the vacation movies. Only to me.
No, that's the best of the vacation movies by far.
Oh, see, most people would, you're very much not in that camp.
Oh, they're all mistaken.
They're either in the original camp or the godforsaken Christmas version camp.
Mm.
I'm well into the European vacation camp.
Nope. I'm with you. That
picking a poke is totally amazing.
I'm so embarrassed that I'm totally with you on that. Because you and I are the pariahs for your last statement. First of all, any movie that has a Quaid in it is one Quaid too many. And again, unless it's obviously Total Recall, but that's a different kind of Quaid.
Oh, it's a good movie.
But yeah. I hate Christmas Vacation. It's not a Christmas classic or funny.
I agree with you.
Now, Vacation 1, hilarious. Vacation European Vacation, even funnier. Vacation, Christmas Vacation, total dud.
Yeah. Anyone after that, I just don't want to watch for any reason. Because wasn't there at least one more?
There may have been, but I don't know it. It's already been deleted.
Yeah.
It's long gone.
Vegas Vacation, Sam Wright says. Yeah, I don't want that.
Yep.
Just the first two. I love when they check into the hotel and every TV station is just talking about cheese.
Isn't Eric Idle in that? He's in like a...
Yeah.
They keep running him over with a car?
Yes.
I remember that fondly. I didn't know who he was at the time, but when I watched it later in life, I was like, oh, man. That's the bicyclist that they run over.
And like he's always like apologizing that he got in their way or whatever. Oh, it's all right. I've just got a broken leg. I think I'll be okay. You know.
Yeah.
Good times. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump
you up.
You up.
Ian, it's a boss week.
All right. Well, let me see what Samurai's built recently. Is that Indiana Jones?
I thought the same thing. I'm like, why is Indiana Jones on this little boat?
But it's clearly not. It's even better than that. Well, first of all, the Aldi's is ridiculous, but I love it.
I thought the same. I'm like, that truck is dope.
And the little store is kind of dope. I was like, why is there a promotional Aldi's build? But okay, I see. They are not Lego brand, but they're still cool, and I'm glad he built that. Let me see what this is all about.
$7? Oh. I might have to go to Aldi's.
What? What an obscure set reference. The 1914 Shackleton Expedition to the Antarctic. That's amazing. Good on you, Samurai. Who else would be drawn to that? But who? Why shouldn't you be? That looks awesome. Is that a little potbelly stove? It is. Oh, I like every part of that nonsense. I do have some unrelated nonsense. I'm sorry for all the derailments, but I've had a really good week. Sorry, it's been cold. Craig, do you remember, has it been, was it safe to say it was 20 years ago when we bought those Guinness sweatshirts at Ollie's?
Oh, my.
I just put it on this morning, and I was like, Craig and I bought these like 20 years ago, and they still hold up. Because it was like, what, $9 at Ollie's?
Yeah, if even. They were dirt cheap, and...
Like, hey, I've been wearing it for 20 years, and I bought it for a couple bucks.
I don't think
at
I still
Ollie's
have that.
At State College.
I think mine's gone.
Oh, I can't vouch for it, but I can only assume that someone you're married to must have gotten tired of seeing it and it disappeared mysteriously.
I think it's more likely that I just got too fat to wear it.
Fat guy in a Guinness hoodie.
I think that seems more likely. Because then we went to Vegas and I got that like really oversized Guinness hockey jersey, and I can wear that like Kevin Smith style.
So there was actually a boosted list posted in the Discord. I'm not going to go over all of it, but 5-star. We'll just mention the 5-star.
Yeah.
Black.
We'll skip to the highlights.
Black Panther. Symbiote Jeffrey. Magic.
Nice. The Phoenix 5 edition. That's my favorite edition.
Star-Lord and Gladiator Thor. So you could be basically Magic and Gladiator Thor.
Yeah.
And
it looks like all the in the tiers, everything Ray just said, that's who's boosted in all the other tiers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Every version of Star-Lord, every version of Magic, every version of Black Panther.
And 1-star Venom.
and 1-star Hawkeye.
Sure.
Yeah, we don't talk about them. Yeah, but, and all the other, a lot of other Thors are boosted. Except for the 4-star version appears to be Alligator Loki making a guest appearance.
Yeah.
So there are some people boosted this week, but there is a boss event. Golden Gauntlet is going on. We're going to make a push. Yeah. And by a push, I mean a leisurely stroll.
That's right.
We'll get there. We always do.
All right. Thanks to Mystify.
Yeah, thanks as always to Samurai's Antarctic Adventure.
Ian, tell me about the refreshing pop that you digested this week.
My goodness. So I have finally come to the end, and the dramatic conclusion was less dramatic than I anticipated, but better than, I guess, 2/3 of the buildup. So just to recap, cotton candy, no thank you. Grape, so much better than I could have anticipated. Root beer, it had an anise aroma.
Yep.
And then the creamsicle. I tried to go in as a blank slate, but my enjoyment of the Jones orange cream soda is already too high. So that's I couldn't go in without setting that bar, and it's not that good. This wasn't. I know it sounds gross for a pop, but it wasn't creamy enough. It the orange was good, but the creaminess wasn't as good as I was expecting. So I was a little let down. Grape was the best of the bunch, then creamsicle, then cotton candy, then root beer. But I was not disappointed. I drank the whole thing and enjoyed it thoroughly. I just had, misplaced expectations that I couldn't tune down.
Sure.
But, like I said, it was an overall nice beverage, pure cane sugar. The no caffeine was a big appeal. They seemed to use somewhat natural flavors. So I liked all those things.
Lowered expectation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's where I was in the pop. Now, as far as the other pop, this has already made an appearance on the show and is relevant to all the other segments and made an appearance in my advent calendar tonight. So I'm really excited. So, Craig, we all like board games.
Uh-huh.
What's the biggest problem with board games?
Losing pieces?
Yeah, exactly. I'm tired of having to cannibalize the dice out of my other games so that I could play this game. If only someone would invent some sort of impenetrable plastic dome that would roll the die for me without actually needing to roll it. You guessed it. The Pop-O-Matic bubble. So honestly, day 4 in the retro... spoilers, if anybody else has the Funko Pop retro toy calendar and you haven't opened day 4 yet, please tune down this portion of the show. It's a piece... It's a playing piece from the game of Trouble, and it is holding the Pop-O-Matic bubble in one hand, and I forget what it held it in its other hand. It's it's holding up a box that says it's a Trouble piece, in case you couldn't identify it.
Oh, well, you gotta love the bubble.
Gotta love the Pop-O-Matic bubble. Now, something I did learn in my research for this is if you pop the die and it gets stuck, you may not repop it. The original popper can flick the dome, but they may not repop.
Huh.
That is apparently the law of the Pop-O-Matic bubble. And it also made its debut in the game of Trouble.
So you just give it a tap-a-tap-a-tap-a until it falls flat?
Yeah, or yeah, give it a little flick. Give it a little flicky flick.
Little swish and flick?
Yes, swish and flick. And no, you don't want it to float away. You just want to give it a little tappy-tap. Just tap-a-roo, tap it in.
Just, you know, when I was a kid, we didn't even have tap-a-tap-a-tap-a.
There's so many references going on right now. I can't keep up.
It's Leviosa. Not Leviosa, you moron.
Did I tell you that we have been introducing those movies to Owen, and he is consuming them voraciously?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's taking a dramatic turn.
I did see that the TV show got delayed by like a year or two.
Oh, good. That'll give us we won't need any. We're already on six, but he's really into the movies. I'm really happy. But anyway, unrelated, Pop-O-Matic Bubble is one half of my pop, and Erie Brewing Company Craft Soda, the final orange creamsicle, the other half of the pop adventure.
It makes me feel good when Sluggo says the derailments are why I tune in.
Oh, good. Well, then, you're in luck this week.
Because there's nothing else.
Nah, because I'm way off the rails.
On the crazy train. All right, let's thank you, Magnified.
Oh, Magnified.
All right, Ian, you got Steam open.
I do, but I've got a lot of command points to click through, which means there's something good on sale. Or everybody in the Alliance just got paid. I don't know. I don't know how this works.
They have,
we had a
lot of new deals.
A lot of good specials. Yeah. But yes.
Can I get Namor yet?
Who's Namor? No. Oh, the Phoenix 5 Namor. I don't know. You'll have to check with Ray or Samurai.
Oh, then I can only open one thing.
I'll also help by opening. Oh, this did remind me. Sorry. Like myself and like Samurai, Marvel Puzzle Quest, huge fan of puns. Has been for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
The vault right above, not vault, these aren't vaults, but the, I'm going to call it a vault because I don't know any better. The vault that contains Kang, High Evolutionary, and Ry Williams, and calling it Cyber Monday, laughed out loud. I don't know why I found that so clever, but whoever wrote that, you guys cracked me up. I don't know if it just caught me in the right mood, or if I was just high on kittens, but man, I laughed too loud and too long over the Cyber Monday vault. And then I was just as disappointed by getting Seeing Red for Red Hulk Gamma Siphon.
Place in these braces.
Looks like Agatha's still in there, so I guess I'm only doing one.
Nice.
It is a 4-star for the future, Bishop.
Oh, that guy.
I'm going to open one because I can't get any more. Ant-Man. Small town crooks. So unexciting. No purples for anybody this week.
Nope. But again, it's a small opening. I'm sure it will ramp up as we move forward.
Thanks, though, to the OG.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon To Be Named Network, can be found at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. We put this show out alongside of several other excellent shows. You can find direct links to all those shows on the network at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah. Here's a spoiler-free grouse. So before the show today, I decided to sit down with my family and watch episode 1 of Skeleton Crew.
I haven't gotten to that yet.
Oh, Craig, you will love it. You will love it.
The one review I said told me it's Goonies in Space.
Oh, it's not that good, Craig.
Oh.
Have you ever been watching Star Wars and went, man, this is okay, but I wish it were for babies?
Oh, no. Does it have really poor jokes, too?
Oh, dude. I mean, again, I'm fortified by kittens, and I love my son a lot, so I was like, yeah, this is great. And I was like, oh, this is the worst. But he was really into it. He seemed, you know, I get when they say Goonies in space. Nothing's as, you know, things aren't as good as Goonies, but it's got that same feel, you know, a generic group of misfit kids goes on a wacky adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rewatched Gladiator last night to get ready to go watch Gladiator 2 tomorrow. Nice.
Oh, interesting. That movie holds up for
sure.
That
movie was gold.
movie's solid gold.
Sometimes the cold makes the blade stick.
Yeah. Or when the in his first arena fight where the people are chained together.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And the German dude has to chop off his teammate's hand and start swinging it like a weapon. Oh, I love that. Just starts beating a dude in the head with a dead man's arm.
But yeah, I'm going to go see Gladiator 2 tomorrow. So I hear there are callbacks. So I wanted to.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I'm
interested to hear your review.
Okay. I will tell you on Friday.
Cool.
Anything else with Gladiator?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm also set.
All right, everybody, thanks for joining us in. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them into Willie's mailbag, and we will peruse those next week. Vote on why Trivial Pursuit is awesome, because it's awesome, and we should vote that way. Or you can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some Christmas gifts, and we get a little Christmas back here in little old Happy Valley. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, tentacles are always gross. Always gross. Good night.
Goodbye, friends.
Yeah.